Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter, the 35th through the 41st verses. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly sunk. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping and fishing. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if he's in?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the disciples, or said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the gospel for today. In Christ Jesus, dear friends, every time I read this narrative, I cannot help but empathize with the disciples. They were set out for what was, they hoped, a pleasant evening sail across the lake toward the Sea of Galilee. But a sudden squall turned what was normally a tranquil crossing, a tranquil sea, into a nightmare, into a mere storm of wind and waves, and the disciples feared for their lives. Looking at the Sea of Galilee today, it's hard to imagine that such terror could be aroused by a sail in that small lake. But I have sailed small lakes, and I have been in small boats, and I know what it means to be absolutely terrified by the wind and the waves. You can never read this passage without remembering times other than Lake Erie in a small boat. Pleasant afternoon, and the wind came that very calm lake into terrifying steps and waves. I had a boat sink out from underneath me, and saved only by grounding it on the shore. I know what it means to be afraid of the sea and the wind and the waves. I can feel what the disciples felt. And I must have been relieved when I called on Jesus, their master. He stood up, commanded the wind to cease and the waves to be quiet, and they were. And then they were really afraid. They were terrified. Who was it that even wind and waves obeyed him? This is a striking attempt of fear. I don't think there is anyone who hasn't been afraid at least one first time in their life. We all are afraid. Fear is a common acquaintance of all of us who walk upon the face of this earth. Fear can arise when the body is threatened by disease or accident, or by the all too prevalent violence in our world. To be maimed or to lose one's life. That arises fear. There are other causes which have equally terrifying fear which arise in the hearts of human beings. I think all of us have at one time or another in our lives been terrified by the loss and then the raising to death. But a very slipping away from relationships we hold most dear. Whether it be the loss of a friend who you care about and love, or the loss of a child, or a parent, or a spouse. The relationship is broke, it cannot be fixed. all as we might, despite all of our fear and trembling, there seems to be nothing we can do. What is it about fear? Why are we afraid? I think the answer is fear. When I am most afraid, when I feel most helpless, it is the hopelessness that comes with fear. It is the adverse, the face of fear that makes it so terrifying. When it's hopeless in the face of illness and disease, or in the face of an imminent accident, you can do nothing when you see that car opening towards you. You know it's coming, you feel before it happens, the country matter, and you are afraid. You're afraid when you see someone who you love and care for slowly going a way that will certainly bring destruction to them, and you can do nothing about it, and you can be afraid because you are afraid. You're afraid when the bills and the cares and the obligations of modern life build up, and you can do nothing to alleviate it, no matter how hard you work. Effort and hard work brings hopelessness. That's why fear is so debilitating. Why it is so terrifying. This chapter has promised you that fear is going to be eliminated from your life. This chapter has promised that Jesus is going to come down from heaven or speak to a preacher. That word that all fear is going to be eliminated. It will not. We will continue to have fear in our life. And we will continue to recognize our hopelessness in the face of the circumstances that can surround us and confound our lives. So what does this chapter mean? It holds our hope and confidence. That the one who can and did steer the wind and the waves can steer our fears by this time. Not eliminate them, steer them. If the Lord and the good news that He is the Lord, not only of creation, but of life and death itself, of all things. And that He is a present person, a very present person in time of need. He is our hope and our strength and our confidence. If we cast our burdens upon Him, if we take our burdens to Him in prayer, if we give up hoping in ourselves and our own efforts to solve our problems, and turn to Him and say, Lord, guide me, help me, strengthen me. He is faithful, He is present, He will indeed come. This passage tells us how to stand before. It's really very simple. Whenever you are confronted with fear and helplessness, ask yourself the same word Jesus asked the disciples. Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? You didn't take comfort in the promise and the power of the Word of God that you are here. You are the sons and daughters of the Lord of creation. He is with you always, even to the end of the earth. And then the fear becomes less significant. And his power, his peace, will reign. in your head. And if you're that easy, you will see God's